Let's pick up here, Capital Zion, Pasuk Tes. Hashem Yodin Amen, Shofteni Hashem Tzidki V'Tzumi Olor. The Malbim explains that the Tzidki refers to actions, and Tumi, Lashon Tomim, refers to one's thoughts, one's kavanas, one's intention, as Avimelech says, right? Besom levavi v'nityon kafai osisizos. That tzmimus is something that describes the way of one's inner thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, render your verdict. Taking into account both my actions, kitzitki, as well as ukasumi aloi. Here, I think that this pasuk, yesterday we were struggling a little bit, I think it was yesterday, to understand what this mita is of the mishpat hatzeirufi, this joint judgment. And what we said yesterday, yitachem, that there is truth to it, but I think in this context, the Torah, what the Malbim is referring to is something different. If you have two different, I don't know, be it individuals, be it nations, groups, whatever it may be, contending with each other. So then, the one nation is poised to attack another nation, or as in the context of this capital, where David HaMelech is what was pursued by Cush. So then the mishpat is a mishpat. If Reuven is pitted against Shimon, so then the mishpat is a mishpat tzerufi. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not a question of Reuven being pitted against Shimon. No, every yachid is being nidon kishanatzma, kovaya olam, olam lefanav kivnei marav. But when circumstances sort of dictate, because you have two, be it individuals, groups, peoples, pitted against each other, so then the mishpat is tzerufi. That's what the Malbim is telling us. And that's Hashem Yadin Amim. The sense of that, according to the Malbim, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Amim together, when they're, again, in such situations as when they're pitted against each other, so then, given that context, so David HaMelech says, so look in the Mishpat Tzerufi, so Shofteni Hashem Kitzitki, look at my actions as opposed to those of Cush. And the Negdom, Eitzei Tzadik V'dini. Could be that another sort of instance or a reflection in the Medrash, I think in Parshas Amor, the way it depicts the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is the mitzvah of Dalet Minim celebrates that Knesset Yisrael emerges from the din for the Umos HaOlam victorious. It's a victory parade, a celebration. So where was that? So apparently, in addition to the din of every yachid, hayos that the Umos HaOlam are always, perpetually, there's a perpetual state of war. There's a perpetual adversarial relationship with Knesset Yisrael. So in addition to the, call it, absolute individual mishpat that's happening, you have this idea, the Malvins, the idea that we're encountering here in the Malvin, this mishpat seirufik, and that's what Chazal is depicting also. That happens on every yom and arayim, in addition to the mishpat of every yachid and yachid. Yigmur na ra rishaim usachonim tzadik. So let the ra which perhaps began by being visited upon me, David HaMelech, let its culmination affect the Rishayim and Usachone in Tzaddik and establish the Tzaddik. Uvochem libo suchoyos elukim Tzaddik. So David HaMelech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu A as a bochen libo suchoyos and B as tzaddik. The Malbim again, Kedarko, says that this is parallel to the fact that the din is about the tmimus of a person, of David HaMelech, the inner thought, the inner intention. That's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bochen libo suchoyos. Because Baruch Hu discerns what a person's thoughts are. And Kenege, the person's external actions, that David HaMelech had petitioned, Shavteni Hashem Kitzidke, my outer actions, Elokim Tzadik. Magini al Elokim, Moshia Yishrelei, Elokim Shofei Tzadik Mikel Zoyim B'chol Yom. These two psukim again continue the two sort of foci of din. My shield, in the sense of what will protect me, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshiach Yishrelei. So I feel confident in Kesumi Olai, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges my thoughts, my intentions, and Kenege, the din about a person's actions, is Elokim Shofei Tzadik, and he will vindicate the tzaddik. And the kel zoim b'chol yom, the Malvim understands that kel in this phrase is the object, not the subject. Those who anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Not that those who anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom, and then he will judge them accordingly. In Lo Yoshuv, if he won't back down, and on the contrary, Charvo Yiltosh, he'll continue to sharpen his sword, Kashto Darach Ve'Chananel, he'll prepare his the bow and arrow to shoot arrows. So then, let that boomerang against him. V'lo Heichin Klaimavis. The klaimavis that he's prepared should be for himself, and chitzav and the arrows which he shoots ledolkim yifol, that they should act against those who are pursuing me. Right? Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, ma pishi machatosi ki dalakta acharai, that you've chased after me. Hine yechabel oven v'chore omol v'yavet shakech. The Malvin says that yechabel refers to we're using the imagery of conception and birth. Let's say in English we also we speak of you hatch a plant, right? So also that we use the imagery of a bird hatching out of its egg. It's a similar type of simile. So hine yechabel oven v'chore omol v'yalat shakeh. In the Birui Hamilos, Yechavel hu klitas hazera, kemo shama chiblos, chibla yiladasa, v'acharav ha-heira yom, v'acharav ha-leita. So it's the klitas hazera, meaning the plan that he's hatching is evil. His thoughts, which again correspond to the Heirayon, is sinful. V'yolat shaker, but let it be that the ledo will be shaker in the sense that his plans won't come to fruition. Dehainu bor kora v'yechaprehu, the pit that he dug. Let it be that Vayipol b'shachas yifol, that he himself, the Rasha himself, will fall into the pit that he has made. The Malam explains in the Birei Hamilos here, Kara and Vayichaprehu, k'shebo'u nirdotem, when you have them together, mitzayin b'kriya haskolas ha'kriya, v'chafar gemara chafir. So kriya means the beginning, And chafar means the finishing touches on digging the pit. Malvin himself goes on to say how meduyik it is. Chazal have a drosha in Bava Kamma and Aleph on ki yichra ish bor. Chazal say, what happens? What's the din if one person digs a bor of test tefachim? So test tefachim, Chazal says, ein bo kidei lahonis. It's not deep enough on the Nafal Shama Shor Chamor that the Shor Chamor would die. It's not deep enough. And then a second person comes and he digs down a tenth tefach. So the din is, Chazal see a remez in the pasuk to Kiyichra Ishbor that the Achron is Chayav. How do you see that? Because Ish, that only one person is going to be Chayav, not both. But where do you see in the Psukim that the Pasuk is talking about a case of where the boar was dug in installments? So according to the Malamim is very meduic from the Kiyichra. And it's Kiyichra means that initially that there was a haskala to the digging, and then understood, implied, and ultimately there was a Gemara, because the Nafal Shem was Shorach Amor. So then the Torah is coming to tell us, Ish is Chayiv, not on Hashem. That Basa HaAchron, everyone agrees that Basa HaAchron Lamisa. Yoshua Molo Verosho, may his evil thoughts again, may they bounce back against him, Va'al Kodko, and on his skull, Kamoso Yerid. Oda Hashem Kitzitko, I will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the righteousness that is bestowed upon me. Va'azam Roshem Hashem Elyon. Well, let's see. The novel has a short, but very very important comment here. Pasuk Yudches. Oda Hashem, ha'hodohu al hatov shekivel, v'gam azam Roshem Hashem, v'hagid nifla'osa v'hashvelchasa u'grosa. So, I will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good that I received, and I'll sing. Praise to Shem Hashem to recount his wonders, his providence, his miracles. So the Yisod, which L'chora is here in the Malbim, is as follows. There's an extraordinary mechilta in Parshas Bashalach. The next two Marim Mekomos that we're going to look at are taken from Advar Torah from my brother, Shem Yikom Domo. The mechilta has as follows. When the pasuk, the mechilta is commenting on the pasuk of Hashem Yilachim Lachem V'Atem Tacharishim. So that's when Bnei Yisrael were trapped in between the onrushing Egyptian army on the one hand, and Yam Suf on the other hand. So they were completely trapped. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Yilachim Lachem Ve'atem Tacharishim. So the Mechilta says as follows, Hashem Yilachim Lachem Hamokom Osa Lachem Nisim Uvluos Ve'atem Omdim V'shoskin. So we understand the Pshut Lashon Mikra to mean Ve'atem Tacharishim is Benichusa. Now you're not going to have to do anything. You'll be quiet and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of business here. The Mechilta doesn't understand that way. Mechilta understands Va'atem Tacharishim is a question. Hashem Yilochim Lachem Va'atem Tacharishim? Bitmir? Va'atem Omdim V'shoskin? Omru Lo, so B'nai Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we supposed to be doing? Ma'olein Elasas. Omru Lohem, Heyu Mefo'arin, Umeromimin, Umeshachin, Umekalsin, Umehadrin, Unosin, Shavach, Udula, Utehila, Vetuferis, Vahadu, Vanetzach, the Misha HaMilchome Shalom. Right? You should be glorifying, exalting, praising, V'chulu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also Sha'ar, at that moment, Poschu Yisrael Pihem V'omru Shira Ashira Lashem Ki Ga'u Ga'u. So, Hafla V'fela, according to the Mechilta, Bnei Yisrael said Shira Sayyam before Kriya Samson. That's what it says. Shira Sayom was recited, but also Sha'a, right? Va'atam Tacharishon. You're quiet. What should we be saying? You should be saying Shira, but also Sha'a. Paschu Va'amru. The Shla Kadosh talks about an apparent stira. That on the one hand, the pasuk says, "Ba'avod rishoyim rina," when wicked people perish, so it's an occasion for rina, it's an occasion for song. And on the other hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu chastises the malachim and says to them, "Masa yodei tovim dayon, ba'atam omrim shuv." How do you reconcile that? So he quotes an answer based on a Zohar Kadosh. Actually, the truth is that answer actually relates to the idea of Mishpat Tzerufi that we were talking about before. He says that according to the Zohar Kadosh, the answer is as follows. Ba'avod Rishon Rina means when a Rasha is punished because he exhausted the Midah Erech HaPayim. Nismalo so his evil was just so me'alu me'eber, and the midah v'erech hapayim has been exhausted, and he's not serving as a kavod who's shevet apo in any way. So then it's ba'avod rishayim rina. But sometimes rishayim are destroyed in order to save tzaddikim. Meaning, if they wouldn't be, again, in that adversarial, contentious position, so then they wouldn't have run out their string yet. But it's because they're persecuting, or worse, tzaddikim, so then even though loneliness malot sa'osam, the Rishon will be destroyed, then it's Master Yadei Tovim Bayam, Va'atam Omrim Shuv. That's the answer the Shema Kavosh says based on Zohar Kavosh. It's also an instance of Mishpat Tzerufi. Mishpat Tzerufi. But then he says that he thinks that there's a second teretz in this country. He quotes is that there's a medrash in Shmos Rabbah. Toshuri me rosh amona. which the Medrash understands, Toshuri is Lashon Shira. Asidin Yisrael Loma, Pasim Shirashim. Asidin Yisrael Loma Shira La Asad Lado. Shanema Shira La Shem Shachadash Kineflos Asa. Ube Ezes Chus Omer Yisrael Shira. Beschus Avon Shehemin Ba'akosh Baruch. Shanema Vehemin Ba'ashem. So the Shema has two kashas. What does it mean, asidin and lo'asad lava? That's redundant, right? Asidin Yisrael lo mashira lo'asad lava. So what's pshat in that apparent redundancy? And what do you mean that we can only say shira in the schos of Avraham Avinu? So he says something extraordinary. Ha'inyan hu. Again, this is reading from the Shema Kadosh. Midas tzadikim hu miyad shehuf tuchu ledov atov lo mashir v'shavach l'Hashem yizbarach miyad av shadayim lo neskayim. So the midah of tzadikim is that the minute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them adov atov, so even before the actual materializes, they already sing shira. Ki zehu mitzad ha'emuna shema'aminim v'dvarav baruchu baruch shema. Their emuna is so great that they're able to sing shira based on a haftacha. He says, that's the pshat. Asidin loma shira la'asad lava means asidin in the future that we'll all be on such a madrega like tzaddikim to say shira about what's still la'asad lava. And he says, that's the pshat. Masa yadai tov layam atam omim shira. Now I'm just saying shira. Because the Baruch Hu was telling him alofim, only now, only when the Mitzrayim are actually drowning, you should have said shira beforehand. You should have said shira when it was clear that I told Bnei Yisrael they should head first into the sea. So I said it was going to be a miracle. Only now atem omrim shira. That's what the hakpada was on the malachim. That's what the Shema Kodesh says. But what do you see from this, Rabbi Osai? How can you say shira on what's the asad level? So there's two. There are two points which clearly are axiomatic here. Number one, the Shema Kodesh spells out explicitly. Zahainu, the emuna is so strong that as soon as one receives the haftacha, one relates to it as a reality. But there's another yesod here also, and that's as follows. Let's say Moshe L'madov, let's take an example. Let's say you have a tzaddik, a big Baal Emunah, and he suffers from some excruciatingly painful condition. And then he hears a basko that the chreis in 2 days he's going to miraculously recover and he'll be free of pain. Now his emuna notwithstanding, he still has that excruciating pain for 2 days. So mitzad that, isn't the shira premature, even given the vividness and the of the emuna? So the Torah says that there's a difference, and this is what all this l'chora is present in this one line in the Malbim. There's a difference between hoda'ah and shira. Hoda'ah, a person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the benefit he has derived. for the benefit he has derived. In benching, no delacha Hashem elokeinu. For the benefit he has derived. You can't give hoda'ah before the fact. But shira is not about my personal benefit, my personal enjoyment. Shira is a response to the Yad Hashem, which is evident in that tov. It's in that sense, it's impersonal. One sings shira not in the capacity of the beneficiary. One gives hoda'ah in his capacity as a beneficiary. But one sings shira as one who sees Yad Hashem. If a person is enough of on a high enough madrega of emuna, so he sees that Yad Hashem already as soon as the haftarah is given. As soon as that haftarah is given, he sees the Yad Hashem. So shira he can give. Shira one can say before the fact. Our Malbim says, "Hahodohu ala tov shekivel." V'gam azamra shem Hashem lahagin v'la'osav hashkachosav u'dvarosav doesn't mention me. Because, again, the shira is on the Yad Hashem. One should be inspired to shira equally, whether one is the beneficiary or whether one is the spectator. Tzadikim on such a madrega that they're already spectators when the original haftarah is given, and that's what allows for them to say shira before the fact, and it speaks again to what the mechayiv of the shira again is the gilur shina shabo, not the benefaction, but the gilur shina shabo. So that if a person is on a high enough madrega, he can say shira even before the fact.